Warframe is a fantastic free-to-play game that it just, it's a fully-fledged game, is bare bones on story, but it's all about getting the best gear, and it's got that Pokemon formula. You want to get everything, you're going to have to grind it out. And I think that's what makes it beautiful, and that's something that the PlayStation 4 needed, because it doesn't have a lot of titles yet. You know, people say the generation is here, but not a lot of support, and Warframe is one of those games that'll keep you held over until the likes of Drive Club and Metal Gear or Ground Zeroes and all the other big-name titles come out later this year. It's basically a freemium game, and what you have is you have the ability to buy Warframes or, like, suits for your robots fighting four different factions in space, the Grainier, the Corpus, the Infested, and the Orokins, or... Well, basically the elders that came before everything else. You play a Tenno or a robotic space ninja, yeah, it's that fucking awesome. You get to cut stuff, you get to wear cool suits of armor, you get powers, and it's basically a collectible card game mixed with a third-person shooter, and it's fantastic.
Who wouldn't like this game, and why? Well,
you know what? It takes a little bit getting used to. The controls are a little bit off. You fire with the lower triggers, which is something people on Xbox will go ahead and just jump right into. But for Sony people, we're used to firing with the top buttons. And it's a little awkward. And the interface doesn't hold your hand. You know, for once, a game doesn't tell you exactly what it wants you to do. You go ahead, you learn to strike, you learn to equip stuff, and then they basically throw you into the world. And it's something, you know, it's a little... It's like getting cold water thrown in your face. No one's here to help you. You're going to have to sit on YouTube and find out which is the class that best suits you. No one's going to explain anything to you. But it has a thriving community, a community that likes to exchange and trade stuff with each other, including mods for your Warframe, power-ups, and weapons, which is actually pretty awesome. You can sell it to each other through in-game currency called Platinum or Credits. Platinum helps you unlock stuff for your Warframe. Credits helps you unlock basic stuff, you know, like all add-ons or basically new color palettes. And they're not really worth it unless you become really crazy about this game. And I've already put in more than 40 hours into it, so judging by the length of the average Call of Duty game, this game has played for my PlayStation Plus account. And I believe if you have a PlayStation 4 or if you have a Steam account, or if you have a PC, do yourself a favor, download Warframe. Because right now, it's a 10 out of 10 just for sheer playability, sheer customizability, and sheer fun. You get a good group of guys. It's a four-man squad. You could do tower defenses, survival. You could do wave after wave of attacks in the forward zone. Or you could just go ahead and have fun and do single-player missions. So, you know what? I think this is a winner. PS4, you got me. You got me. I drove to Pennsylvania, spent $400 and $60 on gas. I got a ticket on the way down, but so worth it.